Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario.
Hey, baby.
I got a lot of money.
Howard, please. This is beneath
you. No, this is exactly me.
Casanova. You are evil, Demeter.
What you call me? It's not true.
Is it joke, my dove?
Why do you men so treasure this joking so?
Do you love me?
What can I say when you ask? You shouldn't ask, you know. I'll tell you when I feel like it.
Would you like me to give you something to make you sleep?
Now, there's a good idea.
All right, then. Come with me.
Welcome to another look at the Bon Vivants, playboys, and those who lived a jet-setter lifestyle, the Tango Pirates, and what makes these men who they are. This week, Gunter Sachs. A handsome man, blessed with beautiful hair, piercing blue eyes. Gunter Sachs was the heir to the German Opel car fortune. He was stylish, generous, gracious, sufficiently fabulously rich enough, and shamelessly indolent enough to devote pretty much all of his time to having the best time possible with the best possible women. For instance, when Sachs met Brigitte Bardot in 1966, he was so mesmerized by her beauty that the next day he paid for a helicopter to hover over her Saint-Tropez home and shower the garden with thousands of red roses. Gunter married Brigitte Bardot 2 months later. Days after the wedding, Bardot cheated on him with musician Mike Sahn, then later with Serge Gainsbourg. That said, Gunter was regularly unfaithful as well, but somehow managed to maintain his nobility. 10 years after they divorced, he gave Bardot a diamond ring with 1.2 million francs. And as he said, a year with Bardot was worth 10 with anyone else. Other impressive things about Gunter Sachs: he was fluent in several languages, he dived, skied, he bobsledded, in fact a bend. The St. Moritz Olympic run is named after him. And he travelled with a capsule wardrobe. Check this out. 4 pairs of white trousers, 6 blue shirts, and 2 blazers. I mean, what else could a playboy possibly need? He's an interesting character, of which there's not a lot written about him. But boy, does he tick a lot of boxes. Real playboys have money, yes. But they're also rich in manners, class, and style. And interestingly, Gunter Sachs hated the playboy word and quite brilliantly denied the allegation and confirmed it with just 2 words. Playboy? Moi? What else does it take to be a real lounge Lothario or playboy? Well, Sean Levy's profile of Porfirio Rubirosa, who we'll talk about in some future episodes, made some great points in his book, Porfirio Rubirosa, The Last Playboy. He set down a great criteria. He said a good wardrobe, being proficient in at least one sport, the more dangerous and expensive the better, and being able to speak a few languages and dance well, are vital. And charm is more important than good looks. Well, being well connected is essential. A little money doesn't hurt either. A little bit of taste, the je ne sais quoi, that separates the vulgarian from the connoisseur, he wrote. And God help the fellow, he went into all this racket and lacked fine taste. Thanks for joining me for another look at the anatomy of a lounge Lothario. And this week, Gunter Sachs, what an interesting fellow.